We have something very exciting. It's a local favorite. It's a rising star. You can find him on Spotify. He has a podcast, Newfoundland Boy. You can find him on his website. You can find him in the bookstores. You can find him right here, right now. It's Wayne Jones, everybody! Wow.
My first hour is special.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. This timer is like a very, very loose guideline. It's not
okay,
strictly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good to have one.
I didn't even realize when we were
going to
the
20 minutes. You're so fragile.
You're so fragile.
So
true. Yeah, so the big thing tomorrow for me, have to get a haircut. So I go like every 4 weeks, and I go to the great, the awesome, the incredible, the fantabulous Megan at Corner Boys. Right on Topsail Road. She's great. She's awesome. Yeah. Like most of you people, she's in her 20s. I got it right this time. But when I was growing up, I was a super nerdy, shy, tubby, sort of asocial, antisocial kid, and I used to have these fantasies of. So the only time I ever came into contact with women or girls of any age, from 0 to 100, was like when I got my hair cut. Sometimes. So,
how many 0-year-old girls were cutting hair?
They're good after a few days. You got to wait a couple days, you know, for them to fully be ready. Yeah. Like right at 0? Yeah, no experience. So, yeah. I remember one of the barbers was down in the Millbrook Mall in Cornerbrook. Which is always, ever since it's been there, has always looked like an abandoned mall. Like, even at its heyday, had this little cheap bookstore there. Something was always closed down. But that's where we went. Down the lower level, I would get my hair cut. And there was a woman who would cut it. And I always had these fantasies. But I knew nothing about sex. I was still a virgin, of course. I was 13 or something. No, sorry, I was 42. I didn't know what do you do with anything? Josh is a sexual expert about the getting the dick wet. I mean, Jesus, he knows everything. But I didn't know, but I would imagine, like, I always imagined she'd be cutting my hair, and then suddenly a boob would sort of hit in a certain way, and then suddenly, like, I always forget the middle bit, but suddenly we'd be... Whatever humans do when they have sexual intercourse, we would be doing that, all covered with little hairs and stuff like that. I also imagine, like, my hair would only be half done, and it would seem to be very impolite for me to just have had relations with her and then say, could you finish my hair, though? I mean, I can't go out like this, right? So, but I remember that fantasy very well, well into my mid-teens, for sure.
In that fantasy, did you pay her for the haircut?
What's that?
Did you pay her for the haircut?
I had to pay her for the haircut.
And
yeah,
is that
yeah.
considered prostitution?
Exactly. Yeah, but she paid me for the fact that I always ended up with I started off with bad hair, so she considered it good practice. So I would give her 15 and she would give me 5 back.
Okay.
So it was kind of a good deal. Yeah. So the other thing about my hair is that I always wanted, when I got older, which I am now, to have the sexy kind of what they call salt and pepper hair, gray and black, you know, kind of cool. And it ended up white. It's not salt and pepper, it's more like baking soda, that kind of thing, right? That's not as sexy when you're talking on the phone. If someone, you know, a girl is, or a woman, a young woman, an older woman, is asking about the color of your hair.
We get better every time.
Yeah, a sentence, you know, someone 100 years old who still has a little in her. She asked about my hair, and I said, well, it's kind of, you know, very sexy, kind of baking soda color. Oh, great, that's awesome. Yeah, so I never really wanted to have white hair. And I start to do, like there's various things I do with it that make me, that change my look incredibly. Like I used to, I don't know if you guys are familiar with, and guys, because I don't think they do this with women, although maybe some. They had this whole thing called zero to, you know, you can get a zero, you can get a one, you can get a two, whatever, right? I used to get the zero at one point. Super practical, like short as fuck. You're not bald, but there's like a little stubble kind of all around your head. But since I'm a big guy, I always looked like I just got out of prison. And I was, you know, like wandering around Corner Brook or wherever I was trying to, you know, trying to find a place to hide, hoping the cops don't catch me. Brutal kind of thing. And it's the same thing, opposingly, when I had a beard, because I can grow a beard. I'm a super hairy guy. I can grow a beard in about like 35 minutes kind of thing, you know, like a full beard kind of thing. And in that kind of way, I would look like a mountain man, like just filthy, right, kind of thing. And I never used to take care of it. Maybe that was something with it. I would keep my money up there, that kind of thing. And I never got it trimmed. Now guys do the full hair thing, right? And yeah, and they're, well, they spend more time, sort of the, it's not really a metrosexual thing, but you know, they spend a lot more time on their hair. It used to be that you'd go to one of those places that had the red and white thing outside, and you'd say, give me a haircut, and he wouldn't say anything. He would just make it shorter, that kind of thing, you know. So, yeah, and the other thing I think about when I think about hair is, I don't know if you know I think this is from the Bible, the story of Samson, and you know, all his power resided in his hair, or that was the source of it anyway, and when Delilah chopped off all his hair, he lost all his powers. Now, I'm not quite sure what powers those were, whether those were the powers to rewind a baseball game, or to perform better sexually, or to know how to win at Scrabble all the time. But there's basically been a mistranslation in the Hebrew as it's come down from the Bible, because the real story is that it wasn't getting his hair cut. What happened was that back in those days, they went full hair, right? Like the women had bushes like porn in the 70s, that kind of thing. The guys, same thing. You know, you can, you had to have at least 5 inches. Otherwise, through that forest of hair, you'd never see a dick at all. And that's what, it was even worse. It was even worse back in Samson's day. So what happened? It had nothing to do with the hair on his head, but he, being a little bit kind of ahead of his time, like about 4,000 years, got a manzillion. So he got everything shaved down here, up the crack of his ass, everything, like totally pristine baby-like. And what happened is that Delilah laughed her fucking head off. And that really, it's not so much of losing power as losing confidence. And as Samson lost his confidence after that, he never recovered. It used to be that he'd spend his days which is not a bad job, going around lifting boulders and stuff like that. He'd stop in for a water at a cafe, that sort of thing. Go lift a couple more boulders, throw them around. But he kind of totally lost his confidence. There's a famous story that's gotten taken out of the Catholic Bible anyway, where he went into a place where young boys frequented. I wonder why it's been taken out of the Catholic Bible. No, and he had a drink. He thought this would be good for him. He talked to a few of the boys there, and they weren't used to seeing an adult there, so they sort of chatted him up, and that gave him a little boost, a little bit, unlike Delilah, who had cut him off at the knees. And but he went out, tried the regular size boulder. Didn't work, because still couldn't lift boulders. So the lesson is, sometimes your power does reside in another part of your body. Like for the porn star, I guess, for the man, if you've got 11 inches there, you probably got some power on the set. For the woman, the same thing. If you've got breasts that are large and a facility for fellatio, you know, you may be doing well there in the job that you've chosen. So what I'm getting at is that these kinds of parts of the body can have a can be a source of power and sort of essence for you. Believe me, I could never be a porn star, and on either side, or even up or down, or either way. So that's why I ended up being a librarian. And one of the questions that I had at my first librarian job was not, let's pull it down, let's have a look at that thing. That, no, didn't happen. Did not happen. So I was happy because I was sort of like Josh. It was a little kind of flaccid then, and if I had pulled it down and showed it, I would not have gotten that first job. So fortunately, I went on to a successful career in libraries, and now I have a mediocre career in comedy. So thank you very much. I appreciate your listening.
Woo-hoo! Love you, baby.
That's Wayne Jones. You can get more of him wherever you get your podcasts. Search up Newfoundland Boy. It's worth a listen.